Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, February 7th, 2019. On this day in 1974, Granada gained independence from the United Kingdom. As announced by the Berlin police on Tuesday, on Monday afternoon, an apparently confused woman attacked a teenager at Alexanderplatz U-Bahn station. A 17-year-old was standing on the platform of the U5 around 4:40 p.m. when she was suddenly attacked by a 41-year-old woman who pulled her by the hair and then hit her. In the end, the attacker pushed the young woman onto the track bed. An officer who happened to be around was able to overpower the woman, and the 17-year-old was able to climb out of the track bed on her own. Rescue workers took the attacker to a clinic, where she is now receiving psychiatric care. The 17-year-old suffered minor injuries as a result of the fall, which were treated by local paramedics from the fire brigade. Vivalgi spokeswoman Petra Nelken took this moment to warn the public that, in addition to the danger of being hit by a train in such a situation, you always have to consider the high voltage current running in the rail alongside the tracks. According to the BVLG, if a person falls onto the track, others on the platform are urged to pull down the red emergency stop lever present on each platform, which gives the train driver a stop signal so he or she does not enter the station. This also switches off the current-carrying rail. For those who have fallen onto the track bed, there is therefore no more danger of being injured by a blow from a heavy current. Deutsche Bahn, which has been criticized for delays and poor service on many long-distance trains, wants to increase the number of new employees in Berlin, Brandenburg, and Mecklenburg. As the state-owned company announced in Berlin on Wednesday, a total of 3,420 new employees are planned for this year, including around 210 locomotive drivers, 170 dispatchers, 400 maintenance staff, and 90 service personnel. In 2018, around 3,390 new employees started working for Deutsche Bahn in the three federal states. Recently, the railways had put a package of measures into concrete terms in order to emerge from the crisis and increase the punctuality of trains. More and more people are thinking about working in Berlin, but not living here. An evaluation by the Federal Employment Agency, or Bundesagentur für Arbeit, made available to the Tagesspiegel, shows that the number of commuters to Berlin has risen to 321,000 since 2013. This means that every fifth employee comes from another federal state, and not only from the surrounding Brandenburg. According to Matthias Loka, spokesman for the Federal Employment Agency in Berlin-Brandenburg, the economy in Berlin has grown more strongly in recent years than in the rest of the country, and is now also making itself felt in the labor market. What is particularly striking is that people come to the capital not only from the region, but from a completely different state in order to work. The high increase in commuters is mainly due to the attractive location, which is also known for its fast-growing startup scene. Although most commuters still arrive from Brandenburg, there has been increasing growth from other federal states since 2013. The increase in the number of commuters is even greater than that of workers in the capital city as a whole. Over the same period, Berlin has added around 248,000 employees, 73,000 fewer than commuters. For a comprehensive list of the percentage of commuters by the states they come from, please follow the link in our show notes. Increasingly more children and young people in Berlin receive a subsidy from the government because one parent, usually the father, does not meet his or her support payment obligations. Whereas 3 years ago, 26,631 girls and boys received money from the office, Last year, the figure was 43,712. The state recently transferred 125.9 million euros to single parents, the reason being a change in the law. Until 2017, an advance could only be applied for children up to 12 years of age and for a maximum duration of 5 years. For 2 years, this has also been possible for older children without a time limit. At the same time, the high increase meant that less and less money could be recovered from defaulting parents. Although the Senate has granted the districts 72 additional employees to process support payments, the return rate fell from 18 to 11%. This corresponds to about 14 million euros. Youth expert for the FDP, Marin Jaspaventa, remarked that, quote, "It's frightening that the return rate of the state has fallen in all districts. The administration is increasingly unable to recover payments from debtors." The state government acknowledges the decline, but is confident about an improvement. Youth State Secretary Sigrid Kleba remarked that, quote, "The Senate expects that the completion of ongoing district job-filling procedures will have a positive effect on the recovery of payments from the dependent parent. The fact that the return rate in 2018 has fallen significantly compared to 2017 is directly related to the sharp increase in the number of applications." After the amendment to the law came into force, priority had been given to processing applications so that families could receive the benefits to which they were entitled. Kleba added that in addition, the Working Group Nationwide Receivables Management Advance, set up by the Senate, is examining the possibilities of consistently and professionally collecting outstanding payments. The FDP is outraged that the attempt to get money back from fathers or mothers is now only to be seriously tackled. Jaspaventa commented that, quote, "It's unbelievable that only now open claims can be collected consistently and professionally. Another point where the country is administered unprofessionally and at the taxpayer's expense." Most of the children who are dependent on support subsidies live in Marzahn-Hellersdorf at 6,638 and Lichtenberg at 5,426. And the fewest are in Steglitz-Zehlendorf at 2,311 and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf at 2,533. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.